Listening Library presents Bibsy Cross and the Bad Apple by Liz Garten Scanlon. Read for you by Brittany Presley. For my friends at Longfellow Elementary, a real constellation of light. LGS. For Tung, my whip smart boy. DH. 1. In Bibsy's whole life, she's only had one broken bone, wrist, one set of stitches, chin, and one mishap with scissors, her bangs. She thinks that's plenty of excitement for an 8-year-old, although she does hope for braces someday. Mostly, things are easy peasy and regular pegular for Bibsy. She is a whiz at counting backward from 110. She can watch TV and finger knit a scarf at the same time without looking down. And she knows how to make a mean scrambled egg. Mean, that's what her dad calls it. Bibsy just calls it yummy. Also, she hardly ever forgets to feed the cat or brush her teeth or return her library books. See? Regular pegular. 2. Sometimes, when Bibsy feels wild, she rides her bike with just one hand, waving the other overhead like a flag. She pedals especially fast then, because fast feels oddly sturdy, and sturdy is really what she's aiming for. Bibsy loves weekends and waving and being just that teensiest bit wild. But what she loves, loves, loves most of all is school. Talk about sturdy. School is as sturdy as a 3-wheeled bike. Bibsy loves the bell that begins the day and eating lunch from a tray and walking down the hall in big, snaky lines, even when Josh steps on the heels of her sneakers and turns them into flip-flops. In kindergarten, Bibsy loved Ms. Range, who helped them raise caterpillars till they became butterflies. And in first grade, she loved Mr. Holmes, who taught them how many pennies are in a dollar. And then came Ms. Pike, who always found time to read one more chapter no matter what. Bibsy maybe loved her best of all. Who Bibsy doesn't love is this year's teacher, Mrs. Stumper. Mrs. Stumper doesn't seem that keen on Bibsy either. Mrs. Stumper thinks Bibsy talks too much, which isn't true. She's just a third grader with a whole lot to say. 3. So that's it for today, says Mrs. Stumper, after explaining just the eensiest, teensiest bit about electricity. Mrs. Stumper only ever explains the eensiest, teensiest bits, even if some people want more, more, more. Bibsy raises her hand. Mrs. Stumper sighs. Bibsy keeps her hand up. Yes, Bibsy, says Mrs. Stumper. Bibsy considers this a victory, since Mrs. Stumper called her Elizabeth for the first 2 weeks of third grade, even though Bibsy reminded her 100 times that she really feels most like a Bibsy. I just wanted to say, says Bibsy, that there are these moving things called currents, sort of like ocean currents, only these ones are in electricity and... Is this a question, Bibsy? This doesn't sound like a question, says Mrs. Stumper. Mrs. Stumper is right. It is not a question. Bibsy just wants to share. That's what she calls it, sharing. But Mrs. Stumper calls it going on, as in, you certainly do go on, Bibsy Cross. 4. Sometimes, Mrs. Stumper feels that Bibsy goes on a stone too far, like when she explains static electricity and how to use a balloon to make your hair stand on end. And then again when she says, another important word is voltage, because voltage is what causes currents. Because who wouldn't want to know about voltage? Well, apparently Mrs. Stumper, that's who. Bibsy, she says, I asked you 3 times to please stop talking and you just plain didn't. I think that's a stone too far. And then she turns toward the great big corkboard apple tree, bright with construction paper apples, one for each kid, their names in big black letters, and she moves Bibsy's apple from its high sweet spot in the green leaves down to the bottom, sticking it to the brown dirt at the base of the tree with double stick tape. Personally, Bibsy thinks that's a stone too far. 5. Each and every time Mrs. Stumper walks to the corkboard to drop Bibsy's apple to the ground, which happens more often than either of them likes, Bibsy sucks in a quick bit of air and rewinds her thoughts, wishing she could go backward, wishing Mrs. Stumper could see that she is just regular Pegular, wishing Mrs. Stumper liked her the way she liked other kids, the way she liked Mina, maybe, even if she does have a lot to say. For some people, of course, it is even worse. Some people, okay, mostly Marcus, have an actual hole punched in their apple nearly every week. Sometimes more than one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?